On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has redirected funds raised in his honour to a fund supporting the children of fallen police officers. Over 38,000 rand has been raised by social media users who plan to buy two cows for the province's top cop. It was a token of appreciation for his work in the province. Mkhwanazi has thanked the public and asked that the funds be donated instead to the South African Police Service Education Trust. The trust pays for the education of children whose parents died in the line of duty. It's the first time Mkhwanazi has spoken publicly since he made explosive allegations of corruption in the SAPS.
I appreciate the gesture and the thoughts of goodwill behind the idea of contributing money. I'm a civil servant, and the public already thank me enough through the salary that I receive every month. It is their taxes that compensate us as public servants. And I'm privileged to have been one of those chosen few to serve and protect the people of South Africa.
Please be advised that the following story contains content that may not be suitable for young or sensitive listeners. KZN police have revealed the outcome of a preliminary investigation into what was believed to be body parts that were found in Verulam, north of Durban. Police say the hands that were found in Trenans Park today are in actual fact fake. A newspaper dispatcher made the discovery earlier. The dispatcher called Reaction Unit South Africa for help. RUSA spokesperson Prem Balram says they dispatched a team to the area who found the hands near a boundary wall of a primary school.
We got to the scene and we found a pair of hands. We do not want to move the hands until the South African Police Services arrive on scene.
Moving to a developing story in the Eastern Cape, 70 learners from the Gobizizwe Agricultural School have been rushed to hospital. It's for suspected food poisoning. Newswatcher Selaki Ledwaba has filed this report.
The health department in the Eastern Cape says paramedics attended to the learners at the school. They were immediately rushed to the Nelson Mandela Academic Hospital. Some of the learners were put on drips, and those in serious condition were transported by helicopter. This is a developing story.
And an organization says while less than 1% of local podcasts cause issues, there may still be a need for an independent body to oversee and regulate the industry. Recently, calls for podcast regulation have grown following controversy around the local podcast open chats, where offensive remarks were made about colored people. Diego Domingo from the South African Podcasters Guild says regulations are needed, but not from the government.
If we self-regulate, that's essentially what the Press Council and the Broadcasting Complaints Commission do. That's a self-regulating body. So if we follow that model, we can self-regulate podcasters to an extent where if they break the laws or if they break the rules, there can be certain consequences. So, for example, you won't be monetized anymore or...
Durban, a high of 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhya.